Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion.
I knew my day would come around this time. Just had to cleanse my soul and free my mind. Yeah. I love my wrongs and I neglect my rights. Yeah. But I turned all my doubts into dollar signs. Yeah. Yeah, you can't put a price on peace of mind. Yeah. I said we on the move. We gotta stay alive. We on the top. Who gon' stop us now? I said we coming for the top. Who gon' stop us now?
Say, hey, I'm all in. I ain't worried about a loss or a new friend. Never worried about a fraud or a new biz. Lost love, I ain't worried about a process. Yeah, set it back to the cake flow. Broke bread with a team, that's a bankroll. Real heavy with the dream, young million. Till I got a million, two with the Benjamins. Oh, this is here, Michael Jackson. Different type of pedigree for the underdog. Lost moves, baby. Like a shoe haul, stay true, never worry what the dudes cost. Hey, what the funny nigga talking? We gon' get it proper, we ain't got no other option. Always kept the gutter, turn the problem into profit, turn the profit into power, got a whole nother outlook. Oh.
But you can't put a price on peace of mind. Yeah, I said we on the
move. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Span, and we right now rocking out to some Chaz French, man. Can't stop us. Rock out with your boys.
Hey, I said I'm back like I never left. More problems come with bigger checks. She don't speak no, I blame babe. So if she wanna see, I just tell her yes. Then we're really out here. Told them every second minute that it's our year. If I said it, then I meant it, ain't no downtime. If I told you I'ma do it, then it's all time. Ho, we done start for a whole week. Now them crabs in the barrel for the whole team. Yeah, we done start for a whole week. Now them crabs in the barrel for the whole team. Oh. I be on a mission. Call me Mr. Opportunity, cause I don't miss him. On them days we ain't had nothing, I don't miss him. Money come and go, spend it all, I be living like.
I knew my day would come around this time.
Yes, indeed, y'all. Yes, and motherfucking indeed. It is the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. It's been a minute. We've been gone for a long time, but your boy's back on these mic to give y'all these hot take shenanigans, man. And I am joined tonight by the homeboy Cliff, a.k.a. DJ Neff. Say what's up to the people, fam.
What is going down? Man, now, I feel good to be back on here, man.
I'm saying, right? Ain't this a minute. We turn this off here, man. But yeah, we ain't did this in a minute, man. Been way too long. Gee, way too long. But yo, man, we are back here on these mics, on these podcast streets, man. And yo, we need to let y'all know how to get in touch with us over here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. And let your voice be heard with us over here. Go ahead, hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We will play them on the show and respond in kind right here on the show. And if you're watching us live right now on Facebook, you can call into the show and chop it up with your boys live while we're doing this. So go ahead and hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. You can also hit us up on our website at www.beerandchickenpod.com. That's www.beerandchickenpod.com. Go there. You can watch replays of the show. You can vote in the polls. You can leave comments there. You can also buy some shit out of our store. Yeah, that's available, man. You can go to the store, man, from the website, baby. You can go ahead and get yourself some merch, get you some fly ass Beer and Chicken Podcast gear. You know what I'm saying? Because your boy out here winging it in the winged t-shirt, man. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you gotta wear your own drip, baby. You gotta wear your own drip. So I'm just saying, go ahead and go to the store, get yourself some stuff. But also, you can, you know, get all the podcast up there too, man. Like real talk, you can go there. Also, you can donate to the show. You can donate to the show through our Patreon account, man. So when you go to the website, there's a donate tab at the upper right hand corner of the site. Go there, boom. You can donate to the show that way. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter. My name on Twitter is Mr_Span. The homeboy Cliff is DJ Neff2 on these Twitter streets. So go ahead, follow us up on these Twitter streets, man. It's one way to get in touch with us throughout the week, man. Chop it up with us. Talk sports. Talk a whole bunch of gang. Talk a gang of shit, man. You know, because it ain't all sports. But I'm just saying, just talk a gang of shit on these Twitter streets, man. Also, we would really appreciate it. Everybody left a five-star review on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio. The five-star reviews are the ones that get read here live on the show, man. We don't read that other shit, though. If you's a hater, you ain't getting no shine, son. So, nah, man, go ahead and leave us those five-star reviews on those iTunes streets, man, or these Twitter, or these Stitcher Radio streets. Leave the five-star reviews. Those are the ones that get read here live on the show. Also, hit us up on the email here at feedback@beerandchickenpie.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpie.com. You can read those emails, and we will read those emails, and we'll reply to you right here on the show. But, yeah, man, let's crack in with you, Cliff.
Man, I'm so excited to be on the show, man.
You're excited?
I'm excited, man.
I'm excited too, man. We ain't did this in a while. But
you know what? We haven't had a show since I left for Jamaica. And that was a minute ago.
I mean, you are the most interesting man in the world, my nigga. I was just saying.
Oh my God, whatever, man.
You call Cliff like, hold on, man. I'm in this business meeting real quick. I'm gonna hit you right back. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, I'm in the movies. I'm gonna hit you right back, dog. Hold on, man. I'm at this dinner, man. This dinner meeting, man. I gotta hit you right back, man. I'm gonna hit you right back. And then be like, hey, Cliff, remember you're supposed to hit me back? Oh, damn, I forget. This nigga is always in the sum. The most interesting man in the world. We should put that on a shirt, man.
Whatever.
And this nigga's in the garage. Now, should I tell him about the last time I saw you in your garage?
I don't care what you're telling me. We talk about sports. That's what we're supposed to be talking about.
We're going to talk sports, homie. We're going to talk sports. But, of course, y'all, you know damn well what we do. We catch up before we start talking sports, my nigga. And it's been a long time since we did a damn show. So sometimes the folks were like, hey, man, what's been going on with these niggas? So check this out. I was in Chicago, right? It was for my grandma's birthday. Y'all know I go to see Granny every year. And I hit up my boy. I'm like, yo, man, I'll be in town. You know what I'm saying? I went chop it up, woo woo woo. He's like, yo, man, just so happened. My son's birthday. We throwing a birthday party, something like that. Gonna have some folks at the house. If you coming through, I'm gonna be cooking, man. I'm gonna be cooking. You need to slide through. It ain't nothing like that cooking shit I used to do when we was in college, man. I stepped my game up. This nigga told me all of this shit, right? Step my game up. I'm like, cool. If I can make it up there with all the family obligations, I'm gonna come over there. I'm gonna come through, right? We do the birthday thing at my grandma's house, man. And, you know, Granny turned in early. You know what I'm saying? But what I was surprised by was how early everybody else was trying to turn in. I'm like, ain't this some shit? So I hit my boy Cliff up. I'm like, yo, Cliff, man, look like the party over here winding down. I'm headed your way. You know what I'm saying? Cool, man. You know, we going to be in the garage just kicking it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool. I got my daughter with me, though. So it ain't like we can do a whole hell of a lot. But I'm like, yo, man, I'm going to kick it with my fellas, right? I'm going to kick it with my guys. So I get there. And this nigga is passed the fuck out. In the chair, like he had a dope fiend lean. Like, I got video, but I ain't gonna do him like that. This nigga had the dope fiend lean in the chair, bro. And everybody around him is like, yo, Cliff. His wife came out there, like, yo, Cliff, go to bed. Baby, just get in the bed. He like, he just sitting there, like, nah, I ain't ready to go to bed. Kind of like my wife do me when I'm on the couch, knock the fuck out. Like, just go to bed. Why you ain't going to bed? I'm cool. I ain't ready to go to bed. So, yeah, man. That wasn't the most flattering look of you. I'm just saying. I was like, damn, man, I just drove out here for nothing, my nigga. Like, I wanted to show the nigga the truck and everything, man. This nigga was sleep, man.
Well, that's the real subject at hand. Tonight, what you drinking?
Oh man, I got some Calypso strawberry lemonade with the Crown Royal peach popping. And then I also have some Bell's Oberon popping, you know, for the summer. The summer chilling. Hey. No. This is American wheat ale, man, and it's brewed right here in Michigan.
Nice. So
fucks with it.
I got some Bullet.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna crack this probably after we get off the show.
So highfalutin ass nigga here. Let's just look at this.
Is that Bullet? Please. Please. Whatever.
I'm sure somebody listening to this shit like, yo, nigga, that Bullet though. He talking about it's just Bullet, nigga. That's my shit. This nigga talking about it's just Bullet, nigga.
Just Bullet, man.
I'm saying somebody that's their shit, man. Perspective, homie. Facts. You know. So, man, what you got tonight, man? I know we pretty much gonna be talking basketball tonight, but what you want tonight, homie?
I know everybody's seen the Kyle Lowry push. Can you pull that up for me?
I'm in the middle of doing that as we speak, homie.
Okay. And while you do that, so for those that don't know, game three of the NBA Finals was a particular situation with the guard, Kyle Lowry, where he went to go save a ball on the sideline, and he, of course, fell into the stands trying to throw the ball back in bounds. And a guy who was sitting courtside pushed him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while Span gets this up, and it's a lot of controversy around the situation, around the guy who pushed him, consequences, etc. And wanted to speak on this because it's kind of a touchy subject, even though it was two games ago now. But I feel like it's important to speak on things like this because in perspective, a lot of times the players get the finger pointing at them. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I'm just pulling it up now. I'm about to pull it up on screen. All right. Boom. All right, here it is. So this is the play that Cliff's talking about where this guy pushes Kyle Lowry as he falls out of bounds. Check it out.
10-point game. Swatted away. Ibaka Lowry diving into the seats to save it.
Hey, let me pull this back.
10-point game. Swatted away. Ibaka Lowry diving into the seats to save it. You back. This is what Kyle Lowry was talking about, that he was pushing. You see there that guy in the blue, the left arm pushing him. The lead official, Mark Davis, coming over to us. They said they did not see it. However, the NBA is looking at it. Hopefully what happened, you see one of the...
Well, it's interesting that he's NBA got a press pass, too. Yeah. He's got some kind of a...
That's the end span?
No, did it freeze up?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Because
it looked like it kind of froze up on my end, but...
Okay. No, but as y'all can see, you know, Kyle went to go save the ball. And, I mean, I don't know about you, dog, but I've never sat courtside.
No, me.
But, you know, it's kind of exciting. You know, you're involved with the play. You know, Somebody jumps onto your beer or whatever the case is. But, you know, typically people take that as, like, kind of some huge excitement. You know, I mean, that's just what I've always seen. You know, fans want to help the player get back up, make sure they're okay. And, you know, the player, you know, I've seen situations where the player is really interactive with the people in the crowd. Like, you know, are you okay? And the little children or whatever, that they, you know, try to make sure it's cool. But this guy was maybe a foot away, and I don't even think Kyle landed on him.
He didn't.
He didn't land him at all. Now, the lady who was standing up was his wife. That lady was his wife.
Uh-huh.
And for those that don't know, this guy is a huge shareholder for Golden State.
He's part owner of the team, a minority owner. Yeah,
right. And they escorted him out the building. And the issue that I found to be a little weird was, you know, none of the referees seen it, which, you know, I'm not going to comment on what the referees see, but. He had to like say, y'all got to go get this dude. You know, y'all got to go get this dude. But the bottom line is right now, finally, the NBA came out and suspended this guy for a year and for $500,000. Mm-hmm. OK. Now, if Kyle Lowry would have on jabbed this dude, would he have gotten in trouble? You know, was it justified to a degree? But. I find it really weird that this dude even reacted like that, man, because the consequence that he can suffer, they can take him off the board.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Because this isn't exactly the first time something like this has happened where a fan has been, a bit too familiar with the player on the team. Like, I remember earlier this year, we were talking about Russell Westbrook and the Utah Jazz. And then I also remember a situation. I'm not sure if it was with the Jazz, but I remember there was another incident with Russell Westbrook where a kid reached out and touched him during the game, and he had to like kind of sit, you know, kind of talk to this kid, like, yeah, yo, you can't do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were courtside and everything else. So right. I remember that happening. And so, like, what we're finding out is that there are people in that position who are like, they kind of, I mean, shit, let's just call it what it is. They're privileged as fuck, right? And the fact, I mean, be honest, like, you ain't finding too many broke people sitting courtside. You know, most of the people are either press or are someone who's very, very rich or someone who's famous in some sort of way. You know, it's not as if like those the courtside seats they're not just giving those fuckers out. So,
right,
it's kind of indicative of how people view the athletes as, yes, you make all this money and you're very good at what you do, but also I paid this money, therefore you're here to entertain me, almost to a point where I own you, sort of. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's as if the players don't really have, they're not expected to react. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing that I think that gets kind of lost, is that the players are expected to be professional and above board all of the time, where we didn't know he was an owner at first, but like these fans right. get to act an asshole. And I mean, yeah, they ejected him and they suspended him for a year. He's not, apparently he's supposed to be like suspended from NBA games for a year, and they fined him $500,000. But whether or not he is actually forced to sell his stake in the Golden State Warriors, I don't know if that's ever going to be a thing, unless it's a continuous like kind of campaign to speak on it. I think what's incumbent upon the players is to keep highlighting the fact that, yo, this dude still owns partly owns a team, and he assaulted a player. Because had it been the other way, Kyle Lowry would be suspended for the rest of these playoffs. His team's chances of winning the championship could be greatly diminished. And we'll be talking about how much, or I'll say the media at large will be talking about how uncontrolled Kyle Lowry was in that situation, despite the fact that, like, yo, somebody assaulted him while he was just out there doing his fucking job. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, when you get courtside seats, you get the courtside seats so you can have some of that shit to happen to you. Like, oh my God, he just fell in my fucking lap, man. He fell in my fucking lap. LeBron James fell in my lap. They tell that story. They tell those fucking stories all. He'll be 50 years old. Like 50 years from now, somebody, yo, so LeBron James once fell in my grandfather's lap. Because his granddaddy had told him the story like 80 million times. You know what I'm saying?
Like, LeBron, but here's my thing. Yeah. Here's my thing, though. In retrospect, Donald Sterling had to sell the Clippers because the shit he was telling his girl, mm-hmm. right? Which was legit.
Yeah.
Here you got a situation, this dude put his hands on somebody. Mm-hmm. That's next level. That's next level. So if they force you to sell your team, and he's a small share, he don't even own majority. Mm-hmm. So is it worse? Is it better? I mean, for me, if somebody put their hand, you can talk shit all day long. That don't really mean nothing.
Yeah.
But when you put your hands on somebody, that's taking it to the next level.
I'm not saying he shouldn't have to be forced to sell his stake. I mean, I kind of agree with everybody who believes that he should sell his stake in the team, considering what he just did. I think the thing that like kind of went against Donald Sterling is the fact that there had been history of him being racist before the whole thing.
I get that.
Before the whole taping and that incident and everything else. I think, you know, that played more of a part in the reasoning why Donald Sterling was forced to give up his, you know, his ownership of that team. I don't know. I mean, we didn't know who this dude was before this. You know what I'm saying? He was an owner and he had credentials on the shit, but nobody even knew who he was. I mean, you think about it. The broadcast team was like, yeah, he got on some kind of credentials and shit.
Yeah, he had on a press pass.
Yeah, he had a press pass on, but again, that's going to the point that I'm making, is that like, yo, nobody really knew who the fuck this dude was. Like, what's he doing with a press pass sitting courtside doing some silly shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Everybody was just kind of like, who the fuck is this guy? And then you find out, oh, this guy was, part owner of the team. So, yeah, man, I think he should probably sell his stake. Because I can't see anybody. See, here's another part about this, man. Like, I can't see anybody wanting to come to play for the Golden State Warriors if they keep him. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the kind of guys y'all keep around here that feel comfortable enough putting their hands on somebody, and, you know, we just out here doing our job. Like, I can see this becoming a problem going forward with, like, where guys just don't want to come play for them anymore.
Well, that would have to be something that the players would have to do together. I think that that's what happened with the Clippers. Remember, CP3 and a whole bunch of other players, like, he shouldn't even be the owner of the team, and, you know, nobody wants to play for him. They canceled practice and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
right?
His own players were like, y'all, fuck it. They wouldn't even they wore they practice jerseys inside out.
Inside
they
out, right. Not, right.
You know, that whole
right.
thing.
But I think right now, I mean, it's the finals. That shit's not going down.
Yeah. How you doing,
Sandra? What up, Shay?
How you doing? Oh, that's Shay.
Yeah.
I keep seeing Shay.
No, that's a nickname.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not used to seeing her whole government. Let me put her. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think he should. I don't know if he's actually going to, but probably if the pressure is if there's enough pressure put on the Warriors organization to kind of force that guy out, I could see, you know, where it would be untenable for them to keep him.
Well, we'll see. They about to lose anyway. It don't make a difference.
Speaking of owners, though. Speaking of owners, so Draymond Green out here making headlines again for something he said. And, yo, I don't know, man. Like, people are making a big thing about this. I was watching – well, I was at work this week, and I was hearing a lot about this on Sports Talk Radio while I was at the job. And Draymond Green has said that he doesn't believe that NBA teams should be – or the owners of NBA teams should be referred to as owners – because of the connotation that the term has with slavery and the fact that the NBA is primarily played by black players. Oh, shit. My doom was low as shit.
See, your audio would work if you took that weak-ass socks hat off.
Oh, man, shut the fuck up. I'm just rusty. I'm just rusty.
That's I'm going to buy you a hat with the same colors. It'll have more value.
I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously, but we're going to read this story here. This comes out of ESPN.com. It says that Mark Cuban, as a matter of fact, I believe there's video with this. Hold on. I would much rather have a video than to be reading this shit.
When did he go on saying this?
Who? Draymond?
Draymond, yeah.
I believe he said this on The Shop, that show that LeBron
James. I just seen that episode the other day.
That LeBron James has on HBO. So let me pull this up so everybody can kind of chime in with us and watch this with us.
Draymond talked like he got a speech impediment.
Jesus Christ.
Stick to rebounding and not talking.
All right, so let me pull this up so y'all can watch. Here we go.
This is The Shop?
No, this isn't The Shop. This is supposed to be like the talk
around. I've been thinking about
it.
That because, you know, people ask, you know, what would you do? It's hard for me to say what I would actually do, because I don't think it's fair to the guys that are actually in the locker room.
Hold on, man.
For me to be sitting here, it. You know, in my new role, not being in
the I'm telling you, man, it's that damn hat on your head.
Say,
no. You conflicted.
You can clearly see it says Mark Cuban to Draymond Green, and then they got Charles fucking Woodson right here.
I don't care.
Got shit to
it's,
do
that, with. It's that weak-ass Sox hat.
Whatever. Whatever, man. I was going to call you something. But check, I'm going to just go ahead and read this shit. It says, Dallas's Mark Cuban says that Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green owes the NBA an apology for criticizing the use of the term owners in sports. Green made the statement last week in an Instagram post reacting to Houston Texans owner Bob McNair's controversial comment that the NFL can't have inmates running the prison. So wait a minute. This is actually from two fucking years ago, damn near.
See, I told you.
But hold on, because this was, okay. Okay, so now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. Because what happened was, and I remember seeing this episode, right? I remember seeing that episode where he talked about this. But what happened was the NBA was actually moving forward with, it was a number of NBA teams were moving forward with the idea of no longer calling the owners of the team the owner, but calling them either the chairman or CEO or majority stakeholder in the team. And so the discussion was around whether or not social justice warriors have gone too far and in deeming that the ownership of the team can't be called owners, or the owners of teams can't be called owners. So I guess the question would be like how we feel about whether or not an NBA team should be called, or the owner of an NBA team should be called the owner of a team. So I'm going to go, I'm gonna give it to you. What you think about this shit?
First of all, Mark Cuban owns Dallas. If somebody tells me I'm not the owner, they can go watch paint dry. Okay. Mm. I'm the owner. All right. Now, if you got a team where there is, you know, 20 people involved, like a lot of baseball teams are like that, you know, like the Dodgers, you know, when Magic and them bought the Dodgers for $3 billion, it's like 9 people involved. Yes. So yeah,
the ownership group.
I don't really care about the title. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that you can apply that concept to any other type of business model there is in the country, man. You know, if there are people who own the business and there's a group of them, they want to call themselves an owner, a minority, or whatever. It's all the same thing. The bottom line is, dude, go fucking rebound. Go play ball and do what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. What Draymond is just extra to me. So his whole point is just I don't see. I mean, I understand what he's saying, mm-hmm. but unless those owners are approaching the players and everybody in the organization in that manner, I just don't see it.
Yeah,
I don't see it in that same facet that he's talking about.
Yeah, I can see both sides of this, right? So I can see where it could be like for the people who own teams, I can see it being a bit like they can see it as a bit of a reach, right? Because they're like, yo, man, you making millions of dollars. Ain't no, you not no motherfucking slave, right? So like the slavery, the slavery connotation is kind of like, yo, slaves right. wouldn't get paid. You make more money than most, like than 90% of Americans. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can see how they would see, how they could take it like, yo, man, you bugging. I can also see, where like, I'm not an NBA player, never have been.
We know.
Your ass haven't either. but
you gotta work on that layup, nigga. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
Here's the thing, though, right? So, like, workers in whatever industry you're in, when it comes to work, the worker and the management relationship, there can always be some friction mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. because the league is overwhelmingly black, and the ownership and the management and the fans in the stands are overwhelmingly white, I could see how they feel like they're, you know, some sort of commodity to be bought, sold, consumed, and thrown away, right? I can see it. I'm not necessarily saying I agree with it. I can see it. So
I hear you.
So the whole thing of like, you know, whether or not the teams are calling, like the owners of the teams are calling themselves owners. One of the things I thought was very interesting was like the white reaction to this, right? I always kind of like pay attention to how white folks are reacting to this sort of shit. And then white mm-hmm. people are like, all these, they're going too far with this. I'm like, well, maybe they might be on to something. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me, because here's the thing. When it comes to like with white people, like anytime you just kind of like bring up anything that they might not have necessarily thought of as oppression, because they've never had to think about it, anytime you bring it up, they're like, oh, what the fuck? So now this is a problem? Like, yo, it probably was always a problem, but because you weren't aware of it, like, it doesn't mean that it was never a problem. And so I'm just saying I can see both sides of it. It doesn't mean that I necessarily agree. I'm just saying I can see the both sides of it.
Listen, I get all that. All right,
no, you don't.
Here's the thing.
No, you don't.
Draymond got a $150 million contract.
I hear
Do
that.
Do not sit up here and tell me.
I hear that.
And I understand what he's saying, but when I think of, okay, sports where the majority players are black, basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball don't have these problems. Nobody gives a fuck. No, I don't. Nobody cares about that. Because they're getting paid so much bread.
Baseball don't really have a whole lot of black players either.
Shit. Well, you don't watch baseball. You just wear socks hats. No, that's what you do.
No,
listen,
no.
All I'm saying is...
No, you also know that the population of black players in Major League Baseball has been dwindling for quite some motherfucking time, dude.
Bull
my ass.
That's a whole other conversation.
Okay.
We need to pull those numbers. I definitely disagree with that.
Okay, let me pull them up. While we...
And look, you buy your computer, you go
pull them up. Pull
now.
Them up as we speak.
Whatever, whatever.
Go ahead, make your point while I pull this shit up.
All I'm saying is this. Everybody wants to take the lead on making something like important. Draymond, focus on the damn game. Nobody, you're the only person who's thinking about that right now.
Hold on.
All right, if it was that big of a deal, it would be more Donald Sterling situations than just one. I'm sorry. Nobody's looking at the NBA like, oh, the players are slaves or the whole concept. What is that fucking smirk for?
No, I saw something on my screen, man.
Okay. But but all I'm saying is, man, Draymond has always been, you know, he's a 6'10" power forward that grew up on a short yellow bus. That's how I look at him. All right. He's good at a few things, and that's great. But all the extra stuff he does, he's bringing up all types of ideas that are senseless. And I just feel like he want to be in front of the camera. That's just me.
Okay, so
if he left Golden State, he wouldn't even start nowhere else.
So we were talking about the black population in MLB, right? Major League Baseball, right?
I'm gonna pull my own stats because you're pulling your own.
This is from USA Today, right? I'm gonna just ask you to guess what the percentage of black players in Major League Baseball was.
No need to guess.
Just guess.
You said you're on who? You're on who?
I'm on USAtoday.com. But guess how many players, what the population was.
What date do you have?
Right now, this article is dated for April 12th, 2018. So from last year.
Okay. And I'm going to pull up mine. I'm going to say 25%.
You are way the fuck off. Not even close.
Hold on, man.
Not even close.
I
want to
see my own data.
Not even close.
See my own shit.
Yeah, go look at your own shit.
Hold on, you said you're on USA Today?
I'm on USA Today. Because it's
the one that says Jackie Robinson?
No, it says MLB's African American population regains lost ground. Can growth continue? They're asking, can they get even more black people on here? Because as of 2018, the MLB only has 68 black players, which accounted for 7.8% of all the players in Major League Baseball. 7%.
68 players. I don't believe that.
68 players, dog. 68. The vast majority of players in Major League Baseball ain't black. They're mostly black.
I didn't say the majority of baseball players in MLB were black.
I didn't say that you said that, but I'm telling you that, like, when we were talking about the connotation for slavery and whether or not these issues were something that was just indicative of basketball and football. Like, when you said Major League Baseball doesn't have this problem, Major League Baseball also doesn't have a whole hell of a lot of black people playing in the league either right now. And that was the point that I was making. Like, you're not going to find this issue in MLB or in the NHL because it's not a whole lot of black players who can voice this concern, and it actually mean anything. So the leagues that have the majority of black players, like the NFL and the NBA, if somebody like Draymond Green can say this on a show 2 years ago and NBA teams actually start moving forward toward making these sort of changes, and then white people, white sportscasters, white sports talk radio announcers are all up in their shit. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, yo, man, it's not that deep. You know what I'm saying? If the teams themselves are feeling like, okay, we can do this, then it's, you know, then why are you so upset? But here's the part, here's the kicker of it, is that Mark Cuban was asking Draymond Green to apologize for making the statement.
If I was Mark Cuban, I would say the same thing.
Nah,
Mark Cuban is by far the coolest.
Is he?
Listen, my cousin was his assistant coach for 5 years.
So?
He was the coolest. So? And he don't even look at himself like that as no owner. He
wants
to be... No, see, that's what I'm saying. Somebody like him, I would take offense to.
So check this out, right?
I would take offense
to. So check this out. Like, the whole thing of, well, I don't do this, therefore I take offense. Like, yo, if it don't apply, let the shit fly. We ain't talking about you, B. It ain't about you. You know what I'm saying? And so for Mark Cuban to get his bitch ass out there and be like, yo, man, you need to apologize to us owners. Like, man, get your bitch ass out of my face, man. I ain't apologizing for shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I take... Like, that's the shit that, like, I ain't like, yo, you ain't about to be the demand no apologies from me and you in a power position. Nigga, fuck you.
But listen, but the thing is, if you're going to say a statement like that, you have to expect what's going to come your way. So that right there, I can understand him coming back and saying that. I'm not saying he's right for it.
I'm just saying, like, yo, man, instead of getting it and trying to get in Draymond's shit and be like, yo, you owe us a motherfucking apology, you could just be like, yo, that shit don't apply to me. That don't apply to my players. See, that don't apply to how we operate as an organization. He feels how he feels. Boom. That's the end of it. But to go further and be like, yo, you owe us a goddamn apology because you feel like this shit is way too beyond what you should be talking about. Nah, man, fuck him. Fuck Mark Cuban. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit he talking about.
Let's bring in another perspective. Cousin.
Bring him in.
Yeah. We got a true Cleveland Cavalier in the house.
Oh, word? Like, now hold on. Now he ain't Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hey, guess what?
He ain't Cleveland.
He named Cliff too. He got the best name in the world.
Oh shit! So what you got, cuz man? What you feel about this topic?
Honestly, I think Draymond needs to focus on balling right now. Thank you.
He does.
Because honestly, I think outside of the Warriors, I think he's kind of overrated. He's a perfect fit for the Warriors. He's not a perfect fit for the rest of the league. You put him on as your number one for, let's say, my Cavs. We ain't doing nothing. It's getting worse. We're not doing a lot of things. The Knicks, they ain't doing nothing with what they're doing right now. He perfect for where they're at right now.
Yeah.
So I think we need to realize where he is, focus on where he at, and stay where you at.
I hear you. But here's the thing. He said this 2 years ago. So what made this news is that there were actual NBA teams that were moving forward with actually changing the terminology as far as whether or not they would refer to an owner as an owner. So there were teams moving on this. He didn't say this year. He didn't say this during these playoffs or these finals. This is something he said 2 years ago, and it gained traction because teams were actually taking heed to what he was saying.
Right. Well, listen, man, I don't care if it was 10 years ago. Draymond would always stick his nose in sugar and always comes out shit. And listen, who cares what they call the owners? Guess what's going to happen? Them dudes is going to get on that court every day and play the same ball. He ain't going to quit.
Here's the thing.
Don't take the title. I'm going to quit.
I don't know if it's just him that feels that way.
Well, then guess what? Then they need to come together.
No, I'm just saying.
Nobody following Draymond Green.
No, right? I'm saying I don't know if he's necessarily the only one who feels that way. He was probably the first one to articulate it publicly. Okay. And that's why those teams are moving forward with even considering it. I think if he just said it and it was just him, nobody would give a fuck. But I think I'm just saying for real. But because he might not necessarily be the only one, he was just the only one to say something publicly about it, then it might be more to it than we're like kind of giving it credit for, because you know, we just like it's so new, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not a discussion that we just been having, you know, right, over the years. But NBA players may have been having this discussion for a while, and of course we're not privy to it because we're not NBA players.
True. Now, man, LeBron also said that he wants to be an owner.
Yeah.
Yes, of the team. He didn't say I want to be a CEO. He didn't say I want to be executive. He said I want to be an owner of a team. So they run in the same circle.
Yeah. And then here's the funny part too, because like, you know, it was
that's a good point.
hold on. As I was listening to like talk radio this week, as I was listening to the sports radio this week, one of the first they went to Michael Jordan first. Well, Michael Jordan's an owner. What does he have to say? You know, yeah. like they went to the one black example that they had. You know, what I'm saying? Is it racist if Michael Jordan owns a team? Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Michael Jordan would object to saying I'm a majority shareholder. I don't know if he would object to being the CEO. We don't know if they would object to that. I mean, it's just all terminology, it's wording. You know what I'm saying? It's like the semantics of it. It's the same shit, but it was just like funny to watch so many white people get worked up over the fact that this black man asked y'all to change the terminology of some shit, and some teams were actually doing it, and white people was in there. Like they were like, how fucking dare he? And then you got Mark Cuban asking for a goddamn apology. That was a trip me out.
The only reason why I'm going to guess, and I'll pull it, but I think it's only a few teams that have one owner, like not no, you know, shareholders. Like this dude is the only person who owns the squad.
Yeah.
And Mark Cuban stands on the highest of all of them because he. Well, first of all, we know he wants to be seen.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's only a few teams that only have like one owner. Matter of fact, I don't even know of another team because nobody really sticks their thumb out there.
Pistons, they're owned by Tom Gores. I don't know if he has an ownership group, but I know he's owned by Tom Gores, or they're owned by Tom Gores. I think Cleveland's owned by Dan Gilbert solely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny, though. Like that whole Cleveland thing with Dan Gilbert is funny because he'd be in Detroit all day long, man. Like, most of his shit is in Detroit, man. Like, Quicken Loans headquarters and shit is in downtown Detroit, bro. I'd be like, man, he owned Cleveland, though.
Low key, his basement probably got Pistons all over it.
No, I doubt that, though. I doubt that. I don't know if he wants anything to do with the Pistons. But, I wouldn't either. I'm just saying.
Well, you should, because that's where you are. Don't fuck
the Pistons, man. Some goddamn hacks. I say that to this day. The Bad Boys were some goddamn hacks. And that's what it is.
But they didn't call it. But go ahead.
Yeah, man. But our next story, man, we've been talking like mostly like the social shit. But let's get into these finals, man. And mainly Kawhi Leonard, man. The Toronto Raptors are on the verge of winning their first fucking championship in franchise history. Nigga,
why does that cause for the sound? That should be like a good sound.
Hold on.
That sounds like, oh my God, somebody's gonna die in the next 2 seconds.
Hold on, nigga, did you ever envision a time where you thought the Toronto Raptors were ever gonna be a championship caliber squad?
Yes.
No, you didn't. For life. No, you didn't.
But I think that the sound is totally backwards from what is really happening. I think that it's I don't care about if I ever envisioned Toronto being a championship team. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I didn't have them going. I had Milwaukee going. That was me. But at the end of the day, the fact that they are doing what they're doing, listen.
I'm just saying.
They stuff set up because I'd have overread that shit all day.
I'm just saying, I don't think anybody really thought that Toronto was going to be able to do it. And that's the only reason why that's like a surprising thing. Like, I don't know a whole lot of people that are like, yo, Toronto got that shit this year. Like, nobody. like nobody, man. And so, like, for Kawhi Leonard, I think here's a couple things, right? Because Kawhi Leonard, like, San Antonio, like, let that dude go. Like, he had this whole thing about his calf injury. They didn't trust that he had the calf injury, or they were saying he was good to go. He was saying he wasn't, like, yo, I can't play. And they were just, like, pushing the envelope, like, yo, get your ass out there and play. You letting your teammates down, this, that, and the other. Tony Parker got out there and started talking shit. Manu Ginobili came out there and started talking shit. And they didn't let that guy heal up. Had he been healed up, he might still be a San Antonio Spur right now. But now,
disagree.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Why not?
Because when everything really came out, it was bigger than his injury and the press they were trying to put on him to come back. He started having troubles with the guys in the locker room before that. That just started to exponentially just get worse. And that just made the situation worse. They didn't get rid of him. He wanted out.
Yeah, he wanted out because he didn't feel like they had his best interest at heart. They were like, yo, just get your ass out there. We paying you all this money. You ain't like the doctors have cleared you. Get your ass out there. And he's telling them like, yo, I don't feel right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And there's a trust issue. It's like, yo, man, y'all don't really give a fuck about me. Y'all really care that whether or not I can produce for y'all or not. And if I can't, then, you know, kick rocks. And so,
you know, he should have called Draymond Green.
Maybe. Maybe. Hey, low key, he might have, you know what I'm saying? He might have. But, you know, like, you got Toronto in the NBA Finals. They're up 3-1 against the Golden State Warriors. I don't know anybody who called this shit before they started the year. And
Drake.
Nah, Drake didn't call it.
Drake called it. You call Drake right now. Drake like, I'm from the six. It's going down.
I mean, he'll say that, but he ain't going like, yo, I had these niggas winning. Like, like, they had a shot, you know what I'm saying? Like, Drake, like, they had a shot. But, yo, first of all, like, Kawhi Leonard, right? There's this thing where they talk about who's the best player in the NBA. I don't necessarily know if LeBron is considered the best player in the NBA anymore. Like, you hear more and more talk about KD, Kevin Durant, being the best player in the NBA.
My eyebrow right now. I wish I had the rock eyebrow. I see your eyebrow.
I see that. I see all of that. I'm just asking whether or not you believe that it's not KD and it's not LeBron, or whether or not it's Kawhi Leonard, who may be the best player in the NBA right now.
KD has never been the best player in the NBA. Ooh. First of all.
Not never.
KD ain't never been the best player in the NBA. I love KD, but he is not the defensive player that LeBron is. Mm-hmm. We've had this conversation. Mm-hmm. If they go one-on-one, LeBron's going to win because he got that body, all right? And that's it. Offensively, he's a monster. But Kawhi is going to establish himself as one of the best players on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Period. I just don't have him winning against LeBron one-on-one because he's too little. That's it.
Kawhi?
LeBron got him by mere size, man. Mm-hmm. By mere size. Okay, I mean, Kawhi on LeBron in the championship. They put Kawhi on LeBron.
And guess what happened?
I get it, but all I'm saying is there's
a meme going around Twitter right now that says Kawhi has ended three dynasties. He ended the Heat dynasty, he's ending the damn Golden State Warriors dynasty, and the Spurs dynasty, because he ain't playing for them.
No, I think Kawhi, first of all, right now Kawhi has definitely stamped his card for the Hall because they about to win.
He's really gonna get the MVP. You think this is Hall of Fame worthy?
He's going to have two rings and two MVP championships? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
First of all, Chris Mullin got to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we've seen guys get in with less. Yeah, we have seen guys get in with less. Yeah, you're right.
By far. The easiest to get in. Thank you. And Chris Mullin is my example. Okay? I'm going to say Chris Mullin, and I liked him Hardaway back in the day, but Chris Mullin was not that dude. Okay? Tim was. But all that to say, Kawhi.
And Mitch Richmond. Run TMC. I'm just saying. Mitch Richmond was that dude.
Yes, Mitch. But no, Kawhi is definitely – I'm taking Kawhi over James Harden all day.
Okay. Are you taking him over KD?
He's top five in my sleep.
So you're not taking him over KD. Are you taking him over KD or no?
My answer to that is this. It's about matchups.
Okay.
About matchups.
Okay.
So if KD was well playing in this finals, Kawhi would have to stick KD, and KD would get in that ass. That's all. That's how I feel, because KD is 6'11", and I mean, I'm not saying Kawhi can't get up there, but that's a tough job.
Okay.
So I would have to take KD over that.
So do you think that? Do you think we would even see these Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals with Kawhi Leonard had LeBron James stayed in the East?
No.
You don't think so, cuz?
No. not at all.
Why not?
They were mentally broken. That's why they couldn't beat them. Mm. Even bringing Kawhi, there's enough of them that's still there. Mental-wise, when they see that 23 and that wine and gold, they fall apart. Hold on, that's the
code.
Wine and gold.
You see that? I learn something every day. Wine and gold. That should look maroon to me. Like,
hey, they out there rocking that sangria. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. If LeBron was in the East, you know for a fact what the deal is.
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I don't know, because like, if you got Kawhi on that team, Kawhi isn't as mentally broke about LeBron James as maybe the. I think Kawhi would give that team a little bit more confidence in the sense that, yo, Kawhi, like, yo, I beat these niggas already. Well, I beat this nigga already. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is nothing. You know what I'm saying? I've done it before. I can do it again. This is not. And like, Kawhi is like, he's so understatedly fucking confident. Like, this is the reason why I named this particular episode The Legend of Kawhi. Have you heard about the shit that this nigga has said? Like, his trash talk in college and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, board man gets paid, nigga. Like, there's a story. This nigga went. They got this story of Kawhi Leonard at a restaurant. The Spurs went to go eat. And, the waiter came over to Kawhi Leonard and was like, so what are you having? And he told the waiter, he waved the waiter off, like, no, I'm good. And he pulled up this bag and had like 12 apples in it. and that nigga started eating his apples with like a fork and with a knife.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I like Kawhi. I like Kawhi for one main reason. I'm setting aside his athleticism.
Yeah.
His attitude. His attitude.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to, you know, be out there showboating. Did y'all see, I know y'all seen the video the other day when they were in the before they ran on the court where a dude went to go dap him. He's like, I'm about to walk over here. That's like your teammate. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even with that. You know, he's not even with that. So I like the fact that he's humble, and that right there goes a long way, because a lot of guys who have mad potential, their personalities get in the way, and it takes away from the game.
You know, so, what? I like that too, because like for the longest time, dog, I thought Kawhi like Leonard was like damn near mute, because we never heard it. Like before this year, you never heard a whole hell of a lot coming out of Kawhi Leonard. He never really did post-game interviews. They never went to him at halftime to say, so what adjustments do you think we need to make at the, you guys need to make at the half? Like they never went to him to go make those, you know, those conversations. They went to Tony Parker. They went to Manu. They went to Tim Duncan. They went to Pop. They never went to Kawhi because they knew Kawhi wasn't going to say shit. And like, even like the in the post-game interview for this last game, somebody asked Kawhi Leonard, like, yo, so how do you feel? Like, do you think how big of a deal do you think it's going to be for Canada if the Toronto Raptors are able to close this out and win the championship? He like, I don't know, man. You got to ask somebody on the street now. I don't know. It's like that dude is totally comfortable with like being insular and within himself. Like, that's what I like. So like, it's like his legend grows because you don't really necessarily know that much about him. Shit start coming out as like stories later on, like the whole apple at dinner time shit. You know what I'm saying? Or the fact that this nigga's supposed to be like a black belt in karate and is out here like his video of him breaking boards and shit as a black belt in karate and doing the Bruce Lee, like doing all that shit. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I think I have that video.
This karate thing?
Yeah, I think I got it. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can pull this up. Hold on, man. I think I got this. I think I got this shit.
serious?
I'm serious, man. Hold on. Let me see if I got it in the pocket. Hold on. Let's see. Is this it? Come on, computer. Act like we trying to do some shit today. Yep, this it.
This all is right. It. Yeah.
Hold on,
just
man.
Play a snippet. Just play a snippet.
It's only a snippet. Let me try to expand this, though.
Stay tuned. We got stuff cooking up here.
Hold on, man. Hold on.
Oh, this on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's good.
Stay tuned. We got stuff cooking up in here. We're going to chop y'all up. Look at all of us. Karate style.
That looks like they're 10 years old, man. That's him?
Yeah.
It is. No emotion.
I know, right? He probably did that laugh after he break the wood. Yo, that is hilarious.
Keep laughing. Real funny, huh?
Oh man, that man said karate style.
All right, man. Let's finish up. I got right, something man. I want to speak on.
All right, man. We going to our y'all. We going to motherfucking, what is this shit? We winging it.
Okay. We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
What you winging it on tonight, man?
Oh, I'm going first?
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua. Nobody's supposed to lose to somebody who eating burritos, double cheeseburgers, who don't run. Eating French fries all day, drinking cervezas, he went down four times. He went down. Hold on, I don't look at the camera much. He went down four times. To this dude look like he delivered pizzas for a living. I'm not even playing. Yo, I was waiting for a third round knockout. So then he can box Wilder. That's what I'm looking. The whole world is looking for Joshua to fight. That's Wilder's looking to do right like this. Dude, you trash. You like British trash right now. You lost this dude who had a belly. He was. He took the fight on short notice. Facts. Come on, man. Dude, if he, I know you in like England and shit, but I want you to look at me when I say you garbage. Garbage. That's what I'm winging it on. You trash, son.
I hope Anthony Joshua is watching this shit right now. I'll be like, where does nigga live at?
I deliver pizzas for a living, and I'll lay your ass out just like dude did.
Show your business end of these hands, nigga.
Telling you, man.
So, yeah, man, I'm winging it on the fact that, the Raptors about to win a motherfucking championship, and nobody saw this shit coming, man. I didn't see it coming. Cliff didn't see it coming. Cuz didn't see it coming. Nobody saw this shit coming, bro. Like the Raptors, bro. I remember an NBA where there wasn't a Canadian team ever. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I remember an NBA where there were no Raptors. It wasn't no Vancouver Grizzlies that moved to Memphis, who almost moved to Chicago. Y'all don't remember that. Mm-hmm. Man. Y'all don't know that. Mm-hmm. I remember they almost moved to Chicago. Mm-hmm. We about to have two basketball teams. I'm glad they did.
I remember that.
But yo, man, the Raptors, yo. About to win a fucking championship. Also, I'm winging it on the fact that I just wonder what the next nation is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had Dub Nation we've had Dub Nation for the last 5 years. For a hot second, there was Heat Nation. And, you know, Heat Nation kind of turned into, like, Cavs Nation for a hot second. Man, y'all had a little nation there, cuz. I seen y'all. Y'all had a little nation there. I'm just saying, what's the next nation going to be? I mean... Canada is kind of a nation.
Well, they are by definition, they are a nation.
They are part of the United Nations. The whole the whole fucking country is rooting for those Toronto Raptors. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm here for it, bro. I'm here for it, man. Like I'm just waiting to see like all y'all bandwagon ass niggas just jump to the next team. No, this is what I'm on right now. I'm just like, man, who's the next team that everybody gonna swear up and down they've been riding with for the last 15 years, knowing damn where they picked them up 6 months ago. So yeah, that's what I'm winging it on, man. We gonna get on about here. But of course, before we go, I gotta remind you guys how to get in touch with us over here at the Beard Chicken Podcast, man. Let your voice be heard. Go ahead and hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We'll play them on the show and respond in kind. And if you're lucky enough to watch us live, man, you can call into the show and chop it up with us while we're doing this shit, right? You can also hit us up on that website at www.beerandchickenpie.com. That's www.beerandchickenpie.com. You can watch replays of this show, and then you can also go in there and vote in the polls. I got a poll up right now as to whether or not you believe that Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the NBA right now. It's a poll up on the website, episode 46. Go ahead and check that out. Vote in that poll. Let us know what you think. We'll talk about that on the next episode of Beer and Chicken. But you can go there, do that. Vote in the poll, leave comments, the whole shebang, right? Also, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio. Those 5-star reviews are the only ones that get read here on the show. We ain't fucking with the 4 stars or the 3 stars or the 2 stars. You're kind of a hater if you do that shit, and we ain't gonna give you no shine. You know what I'm saying? So the 5-star reviews, y'all the ones. Y'all the ones that get that love here on the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. But we gonna get on up out of here, and we will talk to you guys again soon. But until next time, fam, peace.
Holla back, man.